Does anyone else feel like August is the Sunday of summer? It's when I start getting ready for fall without fully letting go of summer.
Same. You guys know I always do a little wardrobe reset, and Quince has become my go-to because I've realized I don't need more clothes, I just need better ones.
I mean, Katie, you've definitely been wearing a lot of Quince lately.
I have. Their organic cotton basics, Mongolian cashmere sweaters, and premium stretch denim, starting at just $50, all feel so much more expensive than they are. I wear my Quince linen pieces constantly. You know I love my jeans. They've held up beautifully and completely exceeded my expectations.
It's not just clothing either. Quince also has beautiful bedding, bath essentials, kitchen staples, and thoughtfully designed furniture. So you can upgrade more than just your wardrobe.
And they keep the prices low too, which you know I love.
Exactly. Everything is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen.
We love Quince. Upgrade your everyday. Download the Quince app for app-exclusive offers or go to quince.com/matchmade. Get free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada and the UK, too. That's quince.com/matchmade.
Check it out. Isn't it funny you can go through life with, like, having really close friends that you've just never seen...
That you've never bowled with?
Hold a bowling ball and wear... Yes, and wear those crazy shoes.
And he's, like, groovy on his rollerblades.
Are you making lifelong friends at the surf lodge on the deck?
Do you consider yourself too busy to date right now?
To see Bunt.
First name Bunt, last name Cake.
Hello.
It's me, Adam, and Katie, and Colby.
Hello. It's me. Hello. It's... What song is that? Cardi B?
Yes.
Did you see Cardi B's...
I don't know that song.
Cardi B's butt?
It's like, I don't know that rendition.
You wanted to talk about a butt?
Did you see her
Colby,
twerk?
Colby sent me a butt pic last night, and Colby is popping off.
Oh, yeah. She sent me that same butt pic.
Oh, wow. You sent everybody your butt pics?
I just sent it to you guys, actually. I was looking for feedback on my outfit for this weekend.
It was a good outfit for sure.
It was a good butt, a good outfit.
Yeah.
Colby's full cheeks were out.
I literally naturally got the BBL that Alex Earl and Hailey Bieber have allegedly gotten.
Exactly.
Where'd you go? They didn't get one.
What's the doctor that everybody goes to for their BBL?
I don't know.
Oh.
You think we know?
They've been getting like a fat transfer, apparently.
That was actually my test for you guys. Injections.
No.
That was my test to see if you...
If we've got...
I think the butt injections would probably be my last, like, ranking of procedures to have done.
Where do they even take the like, fat from? Your stomach?
I think you can...
You can choose.
You can, like, donate. People can, like, donate fat, I think, for this procedure.
I don't understand how it works. They, like, suck it out in a syringe, or do they just, like, chop off your fat?
And then, genuinely have no idea, and my... knowledge of this has like come from TikTok, and I think Trisha Paytas like said she wanted to donate fat for like BBLs or something, so that might also not be
for other people's BBLs
for this like fat transfer thing. So that also might not even be a fact that you can donate fat. I mean, that's actually kind of disgusting. I don't think that you can take somebody else's fat and put it in your body, but who knew?
Like Trisha Paytas just starting like a fat Goodwill.
Wait, why did you say it like that?
How do you say it?
Paytas.
Paytas.
I love Trish.
Wait, she's she's you know the twink and a redhead?
Yes.
I think she does a song with them now. Or she's
a
like
a song?
I think so.
Oh.
You know how they do the a twink and a redhead? Have you seen that?
No, I've never listened to it. I only have gotten their clips after you talked about it.
Oh, okay. I only get their clips. Like I know the twink and the redhead.
The twink is the did I talk about this on the podcast? So the twink. You know I'm calling it that. The twink.
Is that like a slur?
I guess like people would call me a twink.
Yeah.
Like I think it just means you're like skinny and young. You're like skinny and young.
Skinny legend.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a compliment.
Exactly.
I would love to be called Dermot.
I'm going to start calling you guys twinks. Colby and Katie are twinks.
Perfect.
He matched me on Tinder, and then we ran into each other in the bar, like at a gay bar in Hell's Kitchen, like 3 or 4 years ago. And he just like stared at me from across the bar, and it was like very heated rivalry.
I love that for your lore.
Yeah. I have a lot of like good lore like that, I feel like.
Are they filming and Heated Rivalry season 2?
Yes. Everybody's seen them in Toronto, I think.
They're filming in Toronto, and Off Campus is filming in Toronto right now.
Well, they should link up.
That's a hot spot. They
the hockey
do
show The sexy hockey shows are taking over.
They really are. But Shane, what's his? I called him Shane Hollander. That's literally not his name.
Hudson.
Hudson Williams and Connor Stories. They literally hate being famous. It's so obvious.
I mean, I don't think that they thought they were. I do not think that they thought that they were going to be this famous.
Correct.
With the show. Like, they don't. They. But I guess when you're an actor, you always kind of have to brace yourself for potential fame.
Yeah.
Like, when you are putting yourself out there, you could become.
I think Kim Kardashian famous. Is probably one of the only people that truly loves being famous.
No, and girl all is that like comes with born it. To be famous.
I sure. wanted it so bad.
I think the Naders also.
Oh, true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
The Naders. But
they're like of the same elk.
The Naders would love to be the Kardashians.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's like a mean thing to say. Like, I genuinely feel like yeah. that is on like the
they're
Kardashians
on the trajectory
are on their vision board, and yeah. they, at the rate that they're going, will achieve.
Oh, you think the neighbors are blowing
was
up that
just
much?
Just out with Pete Davidson. And I'm so jealous.
I saw that. I think that you, the first step is wanting it and like wanting it bad, and they want it bad.
Yeah,
and they are doing everything they can to be in the
and
spotlight.
They don't care what people have to say about
so
it.
So I think that they're gonna get there. Like, I really do. They're not the first to do it, like with the reality, the family reality show. Like, the Kardashians really did, like, kind of pave that.
Yeah.
Do you think that they have a really good publicist that just like sets them up with all these famous people, or is this like organically they're just friends with Pete Davidson and like all of these celebrities? Like, how does that work?
The Naders?
Yeah.
That I don't know, but like, there definitely are PR relationships.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, Brooks Nader she's doing a lot, like the Baywatch.
Yeah.
Of it all that she's doing, she like is runs in those circles. And I feel like they're always at those award shows, so they've got
yeah, they're always at
network.
Events. They're gorgeous.
They meet people.
They're verified on Instagram. Like, they can slide
you just
into
buy
people's
verification
DMs.
Now? Or did they
yeah,
remove
you
that? Because
I
feel
but
like
still,
so like, many people are verified these days.
Yeah, they definitely are. But they're like, they have clout. They can slide into someone's DMs Fair. And get a reply, probably.
And their show, I believe, did really well.
I think they have season two.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good for them.
So
I'm excited for Earl Meets World.
Earl Meets World.
Doesn't
Alex
that come out
Michelle?
First week of September?
I don't know when it comes out, but I watched the trailer.
Do you think her and Stassi are a PR relationship? I'm so intrigued at the concept of a PR relationship. And I'm also just like, how do all these people become friends? Like,
Stass and Alex Earl, I think, became friends on the Aloe yacht. During F1.
Okay.
So it's a very new friendship.
Got it.
And I'm really curious about the lore there too, because I have separately loved Alex Earl, obviously, for like her videos and loved her friend group. But Stass, I've known for so long because she's best friends with Kylie.
Got it. Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they the same age?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I feel like Stassi seems so much
Stass
older?
Stass and Vic, and Vic used to be
who is Vic?
Kylie's.
Who, you got to use some last names here.
Victoria. Is Kylie's old assistant, right?
Yeah, Kylie's old assistant. She actually was rumored to have been dating Callum Turner before Dua Lipa.
Right. I've actually seen this as well.
Yeah, but they have a podcast, but they're a duo. But now she doesn't even hang out with Kylie and Vic that much. She's just always with Alex Earl, which on the one hand I get, because Kylie's wifed up, has kids, she's literally a mother. Vic has a boyfriend, so she needs single friends to frolic with. But I do think it's interesting how she's just like now with Alex Earl all the time.
Who?
Stass.
Oh, Stassi. Oh, Stass. Are we talking about Anna's?
Yeah.
Not Stassi Schroeder.
No.
Oh, my God. You guys have to use last names for the love of God. I thought we were talking about Stassi Schroeder this whole time. I'm like, isn't
Stass
she, like,
has,
older?
Has, like, a very Greek name, and Vic has a very, I think she's, like, Puerto Rican. Like, I can't say their names.
You with your first name, like, first name dropping, like, your...
No, like, those are my friends.
Like, that's how... But poor Katie over here is confused, okay?
Colby's you don't know my friends.
You have to
I genuinely believe if I was dropped into not as much the Alex Earl friend group, but like the Kylie friend group, I would fit right in.
Well, you could just use Stassi. First name Stassi, last name Baby. Stassi Baby.
Stassi Baby.
Like, that's how I know her. I don't know.
Stassi Baby.
Stass. Like, that could be anybody. That could literally be anybody.
Colby's close personal friends.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That's funny. Okay, should we do the intro and then get into some some topics of conversation?
Absolutely.
Some topics that are relevant to our lives. No, no. I mean, these
we really started off hot with the pop culture.
These are your close personal friends.
They are.
Vic and Stoss.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie Colby and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
Pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good.
We're here.
Kathy, we want to hear about the movie premiere that you went to, first and foremost.
A little bit more celeb sightings.
I feel like you used to go to a lot of movie premieres, and I feel like it hasn't happened as much recently.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess
I'm not my queen and my king.
I'm not cool anymore. I don't know. I'm not invited, but...
I saw Spider-Man last Thursday, and I was having literal flashbacks to when you and I went to see Black Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, that's the last movie premiere that I went to with you. With The Rock Johnson.
With The Rock. I've been to some since then, but like definitely fewer and far between. But this was for one night only. Oh. Which, do you know the plot of this movie?
No. Yes.
No.
I do.
Let me explain
it to you. Give me the spark notes.
So TLDR, it's a romantic comedy. It's made by, either produced or directed by, I forget which credit, the same people that did Anyone But You, Sydney Sweeney, and Glenn
Powell. We just watched Powell. That.
And then Adam looked confused. Have you seen it?
Anyone But You? Yeah.
He's seen it many times.
No, I literally turned it on the other day, like 2 days ago.
You looked kind of blank in the face. Okay. Anyone But You and Easy A.
So I used to love Easy A.
From the same
people. That makes a lot of sense that those were produced by the same people.
Yeah. Like, because it's kind of like a romantic comedy, but like good comedy.
Yeah.
Like not cheesy comedy. Although Anyone But You didn't like do it for me, but like I know I'm unpopular in that opinion. Like I know people love it. So the plot is it's based in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
There's this guy and this girl.
Okay, there's girl.
Callum Turner and
Monica Barbaro.
Monica Barbaro. I like struggle with her name. Mm-hmm. Barbaro. And it's a like an not an alternate universe. It seems like it's like maybe set in the future or like in a present day that there's this law that you can only have premarital sex once a year, like one day a year. It's like New Year's Eve, like they do like a big countdown. It's
like The Purge.
It's literally like The Purge, but like a sex purge. And yeah, like if you're married, you can do whatever you want, but like for single people, like you can only have sex one day a year. So people, like crazy stuff happens. Like people are literally like fucking on the side of the road. Like it was actually a crazy movie in terms of the aesthetics of just like every scene, there was just so many people like hooking up all over New York. Like they were filming at Che Margo. They filmed all over Soho. They filmed at Electric Lady Studios, the recording studio where Taylor Swift records her songs. What's that bar? White Horse Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the plot. And Callum Turner, I'm not going to spoil it, but like, of course we know their love interests.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Duh. But I won't tell you like what happens.
I can't wait to see it.
You gotta watch it for yourself.
Cool. Didn't you send me this the other day?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see it so badly.
Is it only in theaters or it's like on a streamer?
No, it's going to theaters, I think, this weekend.
Oh, okay. We gotta see it.
Yeah. And I also really want to see The Invite.
What's that? That sounds scary.
I thought that it sounded scary too, and then I heard it was like about an orgy.
Oh, wow.
But my friend said that it was awesome.
I love an
orgy. I want to go see it.
All these like orgy movies. Well...
What's another orgy movie?
Well, the movie that I saw was kind of like an orgy movie.
Yeah, lots of orgies. We love an orgy.
But it was really good. The comedy was good. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I thought I won't spoil. I thought the ending like could have been...
Left something to be desired?
A little bit different. No, just like I had some thoughts, but like, you know, if you watch the movie, let me know your thoughts. We can discuss in the DMs.
Okay, but you have to like talk about Dua.
So, you know, of course, like at the premiere... All the suspects you would imagine. So Pete Davidson was actually in the movie for a
was
very
he there?
Hot second. No, he wasn't there, but I say that because we talked about him earlier in his potential PR relationship with like one of the Naders. But there were a lot of cameos of like, it was very, they had some like callbacks to Anyone But You. There was like, they like talked about Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney as like, not as actors, but like as like it was like they were like on dating apps and like swiping, and then we saw Sydney Sweeney's face. Like it was like fun that they like did the. I love a callback. But at the premiere, there was of course Callum Turner, Dua Lipa, and then
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield was there, yes. Yeah. I didn't recognize him because he looks like a caveman right now.
But then, of course, like, Monica Barbaro was there. She's dating Andrew Garfield, so that's why he was there.
Yeah.
And we are sitting in this theater. It's like a normal movie theater. Like, these premieres, you think, like, oh, it's like at this, like, no, it's the seats didn't even go back. Like, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Callum Turner and Dua Lipa were sitting in seats that didn't even.
That were upright.
They were upright, yes.
They're just like us.
They're just like us, literally. It is always crazy that these, like, the celebrities are watching, like, the premiere with, like, normal people like me. Right. And they're watching themselves, like, because this movie was so, like, not graphic, but, like, there's so much, like, sex and makeout.
Yeah.
Happening that I was just like watching the backs of Callum Turner and Dua Lipa's heads while like all the like sex scenes were happening. Yeah. And I'm like, what is Dua Lipa thinking right now watching Callum Turner?
She's like, that's she my like, man.
Wow.
Watching Callum what Turner
is making out
pretend to be an American because he has like an American accent in the movie and like hooking up with these. Yeah. It was interesting. They did like a little speech in the beginning, the director came out and like introduced the film, and then he had Callum Turner and Monica Barbaro like up there with him. Mm-hmm. They didn't say a word, which was interesting. I feel like usually they're like, enjoy the movie at least or something. They were just like mute standing there, but I noticed they were standing really far apart from each other.
Okay.
But I body language, I was kind of like, what's
Katie
going on?
Was why are, clocking
I was also
why
going are they to say, not? I'm so happy that they didn't, I mean, how could they? Because Dua and Callum's wedding in Honeymoon was like all anybody could talk about for a month, I feel like.
Yeah.
But I'm very happy they didn't try and make them pretend that they were in love.
For who, Monica?
Marketing. Oh. Yeah.
They like can't because both of them are in such public relationships. Yeah. Like you can't, like that would be like blasphemous.
No,
like,
seriously.
That would actually generate so much hate because people love Dua Lipa.
Right.
People ride hard for Dua Lipa. There were so many security people around this like theater.
I mean, she is such a queen.
People were nuts when she got there. I didn't think she was going to come because I figured she would want to like give Callum his moment.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she's, but naturally it would make sense that she would go to support her man because he actually hasn't been in that many movies.
He's
like pretty new in his career. Like he was in Top Gun.
He was
trying to think what else.
Eternity
was Top Gun his breakout, like what's his rise to stardom?
That was like his big role. His first like
Eternity
big...
was really cute. We watched that.
Oh yeah, we did. That's cute. He was in that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
it was him and Miles Teller.
Oh yes
Callum Turner.
Two leading men.
I mean, he's a beautiful man.
He was in
he's
Top Gun,
so
right?
Handsome. I don't think so.
Wait,
I think
who am I thinking of?
Miles Teller. I think, right? Yeah.
You guys, I've been telling everyone that he was in Top Gun. He wasn't.
That's okay.
Katie's so stressed.
No, I'm really stressed. I've
don't
been
worry.
Telling people.
Katie's spreading
no
false
problem.
Rumors.
Wait, so why
don't
do
worry,
I,
babe.
Sorry.
Nobody's gonna remember.
Run it back. Why do I associate him with Miles Teller? What was he in with Miles Teller?
I mean, they kind of look similar.
Eternity. Okay.
They also like have the same vibe.
Oh my god, they are like each other in different fonts.
Like hot white men,
you know. Well, Callum's British. Anyway, I digress. The movie was great. I was just, you know, analyzing the body language of the actors. I'm like, no, they're honestly probably totally fine with each other, but like I was just, you know, reading in. And we were sat in this theater next to Love Island people. I don't know if they sat us alphabetically. I feel like maybe.
You had assigned seats.
They've done that. We assigned seats. We had tickets. But they, like, I think they typically do it, like, alphabetically at these things.
Yeah.
At least in my experience in the past. I feel like for Jonas Brothers, they did it alphabetically.
Yeah,
because we were next to people with, like...
Oh, my God. The Jonas Brothers are performing in, like, 2 weeks. And I said that I wasn't going to go. And I really want to.
Wait, let's go.
I want to so
bad. In New York?
Yeah.
Wait, we're going.
They're redoing the Burning Up tour.
Stop. We're going.
Yeah. They're doing it for MSG? 3 nights at MSG.
Okay, we're going.
I'm interested as well.
Okay.
We can walk there.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Anyway, I was next to... Do you care who I was sitting next to?
I do.
Or are you just so interested in the Jonas Brothers?
No. Colby took me on a tangent, and I went with her, but I'm back to you.
you went on a little ride. You're
I
back.
I went on a ride to the Jonas Brothers, but now I'm parked back at the movie
now
theater.
No, I'm honestly, like, I'm kind of a fake Love Island fan. Like, I know who the people are, but I really didn't watch, like, that much, so I cannot proclaim to be this big fan that I am not, but I was sitting next to Kenzie, the Splits girl, and...
Oh, Splits girl.
Dylan question mark?
Which one is he? The gay one?
What do you mean? He's a model.
The one that
he's with her.
Wait.
There were two that everybody thought were gay.
The one that I'm thinking of, the model, is the one that Lisa Rinna keeps commenting on his stuff, saying he looks like he could be her son.
But he does. He does. He does.
But I love that she's just publicly commenting this.
I think that's Bryce.
That's so her.
Yes, it is. Trinity and Bryce are together.
Yeah, and I love their energy.
Yeah.
I love their energy whenever I see them, like, on social media. I just love their energy. Kenzie, so I was sitting next to the guy. Like, they sat, so, like, the boy was next to me, Dylan, I think.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't, like, I wish that Kenzie had sat next to me so I could, like,
chat with her.
With her, but it would have been such a stretch, and I also, like, don't really know what I would say. Like, yeah. I don't know what I, like, hey, guys, excited for the movie? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Hey.
It was enough for me. No, I don't know who that is.
Oh.
No, look up Kenzie.
I did.
That's not Kenzie.
Oh, this one.
What? Yes, that's her.
Okay, yes.
That's her.
Yes, she does the splits.
Right.
She was so cute. Very, like, her accent was very pronounced. Like, she's, like, Southern.
She's from the South, yeah.
Jack and I had a great time. The movie was great. I, like, aside, you know, it's a classic rom-com.
Yeah.
Rom-coms, like, you can't be too judgmental of a rom-com.
Totally agree.
You can't.
Gotta keep your expectations.
I love a rom-com.
It's supposed to be light. It's supposed to, yeah.
Light and airy and fun and flirty.
Light and airy. They did have a soiree after. It was a Monday night, so
yeah.
I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to the Crane Club at 10 p.m. on a Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally would have done that.
See, here's the thing. Like, love that for you.
I'm telling you, weeknight. No, no, no.
I did not want
to
go.
Weeknights are the best night to go out.
On a Monday night, Adam. Monday.
Girl, I was out until 3 a.m. on a Tuesday last week.
Yeah, Tuesday's totally different than a Monday.
No, no, no. Both the same.
To be clear.
They're equal. They're equal. Tuesday might be worse than Monday, actually.
Okay, well, next time I get invited, you can go in my place.
We'll go together. I'll drag you out.
Maybe.
It'll be fun.
I don't know.
Great time.
Guys, we're only young once.
I agree.
In 10 years from now, you're going to look back and be like, damn, I really wish I went
there
to the Crane Club
so
at 10 p.m. on Monday.
There are so many things recently that have crossed my desk that just really make you realize you
guys,
only live
you,
once.
You should say yes to everything.
Yeah.
You can always leave. You can go to Crane Club for an hour, and if you're not having fun, you get out of there. You know?
Okay.
That's what I tell myself these days. You can always leave. When I went out last Tuesday to the Flaming Saddles at 10 p.m., I was like, I can always leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stayed until 3 a.m. I didn't leave. They had to drag me out.
I love that for you.
All the lights went on and I was like, I'm not ready to go home yet.
I love that for you. I had a really lovely evening. Woke up feeling recharged. Had a great day yesterday.
That sounds lovely.
So, no regrets.
I'm happy for you. But next time, we're going to the Crane Club at 10 p.m. on a Monday.
Okay.
Mark your calendar.
Okay.
Katie is like, you are... down to the bottom of the plus one list.
Yeah, like wishful thinking on your part that I'm gonna invite you. When I know there's a threat that you're gonna drag me somewhere against my will.
Wait, it's not a threat, it's almost like
it's a
an
promise.
Encouragement.
Yeah, it's a promise. No, it's even worse. It's even worse than a threat because you genuinely think it's gonna better me.
Guys,
in some way.
No, I'm the best plus one. Like, I'm a yes man.
I say yes to a lot of things.
You do.
To be fair,
you do.
I really do.
You do. But you could always say yes to more. And that's not just a Katie specific thing, it's everybody.
Yeah, wow. Damn, really slandering me here.
No, this is not
in
you.
A world
everybody
where people
say
are
yes
saying
more.
No more.
I really think everybody just needs to say yes more. We're in too much of an era of people protecting their peace, and I really think that people are missing out on like really amazing life experiences. This is not just you in the Crane Club.
Wow.
At
oh my god, is this what's it called when they sit you down and they say things like
a roast,
an intervention,
intervention,
a roast.
Is it?
No,
no.
But I saw this TikTok. I think it was like 3 days ago, and this just made me think of it. But it's like, you know, everybody's gone through this era of like protecting my peace and like staying home and blah, 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 and like not going out because like I want to protect my peace, blah, 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 blah. And like people are missing out on life experiences.
I think protecting your peace era is really great in the winter. Like I will tell myself like I'm not going out because I'm protecting my peace, but really I just hate the cold. Like
That is
when I protect my peace the most, when it's really cold out.
Yeah,
or if I'm reading a really good book. I will say Sunday night, I had a Sunday fun day. So maybe this is partially why I did not feel up to it Monday.
You did have a Sunday fun day.
I had a Sunday fun day. I can't remember the last time I like boozed heavily on a Sunday.
What was Sunday?
So it was Jack's friend's 31st birthday. We went to this wine bar on the east side and did like a little tasting, which I was like, I went in, I'm like, Jack, I'm going to like I'm going to taste, not going to booze because it's a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. How did that work? Did they keep replenishing your glass?
Yes. And they would like low key pressure you. Oh. Like if I got like halfway through my, and they were, it wasn't just a tasting. This was not a tasting. I've been to many a tasting. They filled up the wine glass half, like a proper pour.
Country club pour.
And then they were like, he would come around and be like, he would like point to my glass and I would have to finish it. And then
the waiter?
Like, yes. And then he'd fill it up with another one. Like it was to be fair, he didn't want to like pour a red wine in a white wine. Like fair. It's, you know. Anyway, so then I was feeling good and everyone was like, should we go bowling? And I'm like, say less, say less.
I honestly was so jealous of you on bowling. I love bowling.
Everybody had 6 glasses of wine.
Yeah. Pretty much. But it was over a long period of time. Okay, and good. We were eating as well.
Okay.
And then we went bowling and you guys know I was on the bowling team.
I do know that.
Well, bowling club, I should say.
You were in the bowling
club. It was a club in high school.
We could say team.
It was a team. Like, what's the difference between a club and a team? Like,
nothing. Same thing.
Anyway, and so, you guys, it all came back to me. I got 4 strikes in a row.
That's insane.
In a row?
In a row.
That's pretty impressive.
Was it like the big ball or wow.
It was the real freaking deal. The thing about me is I don't know how to spin it. I'm not going to spin the bowling ball. Spinner. I'm not going to like throw it behind me. I'm not going to do any crazy tricks. But
do you go between the legs?
Nope. Like you line it up. I have good form.
Yeah. You wind it up.
It's never going to be the fastest ball you've ever seen, but I am a straight shooter. I'm consistent.
You know what's funny? Adult life tricks you into thinking you're finally caught up, and then all of a sudden, your faucet starts leaking, you've got boxes everywhere, and somehow your to-do list is twice as long as it was yesterday. I feel like every time I check one thing off, 3 more things get added.
That was literally me after moving. Between unpacking, assembling furniture, I realized I was spending entire weekends on things that I wasn't even good at. So what did I do? I booked a tasker through TaskRabbit, and it was honestly such a relief to just have it done.
TaskRabbit connects you with skilled taskers in your area for moving, furniture assembly, home repairs, mounting, yard work, and so much more.
And I like that you can actually choose your tasker based on price, skills, availability, and reviews, so you really know who's showing up, exactly who's showing up. They've assembled over 3.4 million pieces of furniture, completed more than 700,000 home repairs, and handled over 1.5 million moves, so you know you're in good hands.
When life happens, your to-do list grows. Get ahead of it now and get $15 off your first task at TaskRabbit.com or on the TaskRabbit app. Using promo code MATCHME. Taskers book up fast, especially for some same-day asks. So book trusted home help today. That's $15 off your first task using promo code MATCHME with the TaskRabbit app or at TaskRabbit.com.
Check it out. Okay, I'm going to paint you guys a picture. We've all been there. You get home from work and you're starving. You open the fridge and somehow you forgot to buy protein for dinner. Then you're scrambling to find a dinner plan.
That is literally me. Meal prepping has never been my thing and I hate making a last minute grocery run just to hope the meat I grab is actually good. That's why I've started keeping my freezer stocked with Omaha Steaks. It's honestly made weeknight dinners so much easier.
It's basically like having a trusted butcher and gourmet food shop right in your house.
They're juicy, flavorful, and you can really tell the quality is just on another level.
And they have everything. Steaks for date night, burgers for a cookout, chicken, seafood, even desserts. It takes all the guesswork out of dinner.
I also love that everything arrives frozen and individually vacuum sealed, so they're ready whenever you need them.
If you've never tried Omaha Steaks before, the Burger Perfection Flight is such a good place to start.
Try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Before we get back to the episode, I have a recommendation for anyone who's currently in the romantasy era. Recently checked out The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole, and if you love messy characters, impossible romance, and high-stakes fantasy, this is definitely one to add to your list.
The story follows Diana, a powerful shapeshifter who's been betrayed and is embracing her darker side, and Sam Keel, an immortal god king who refuses to give up on her. I loved that nobody is completely good or bad. It has the classic enemies to lovers tension, a slow burn romance, and characters that you can't stop rooting for even when they're making terrible decisions.
And the deluxe edition is gorgeous. It has stenciled edges, full color character art, and an exclusive bonus scene. It's also an instant New York Times bestseller. You can find The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole wherever books are sold in print and ebook. Check it out.
Wow. And you know what? That's how I like to live my life. So anyway, bowling was really fun.
I'm honestly jealous. Wait, so what even instigated going bowling? Was somebody just like, fuck it, let's go bowling? Like, I love bowling. Yeah. I didn't even know there was a bowling alley.
I think someone, it had come up in conversation and someone was like, should we just go? And we got there and there was no one there.
Wait, what's the bowling alley called?
It was on Essex.
Wait, because I'm not kidding. I'm going to like drag people to go bowling.
I think it was called Gutter.
Okay, Gutter.
Or Gutters.
Gutters.
And
How we're celebrating Colby's 30th.
Maybe you could go there on Friday. With your other birthday party.
Kofi's like, because that will not be my birthday party. That would be fun.
It would.
Do you still have that friend at the bowling alley in Friday?
Yeah. Okay. I think he might actually, I'm checking my party full now. I think he might still be RSVP'd that he's coming.
Okay, good. Let's tell him that we need to go bowling at his apartment.
Have we ever been bowling together?
No.
Isn't it funny you can go through life with like having really close friends that you've just never seen,
that you've never bowled with,
hold a bowling ball and wear those crazy shoes?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that I forgot crazy. That you have to change your shoes.
Yeah, and they at this place they take one of your shoes. So I was wearing kitten heels. So I show up and I had to buy socks, $4. It's okay, they're really ugly, but it's fine. And I had to give them one of my shoes, and they kept one of my shoes.
So to make sure that you would give
as collateral, so I would return the god awful ugly ass.
You're like, don't worry, I'm not like, taking these.
I'm like, don't worry, I will make sure I return these freaking shoes.
This is so funny.
I'm like, take care of my kitten back there. Like, jeez. But it was really fun. They had a bar. Full bar, arcade.
This honestly reminds me of the, I went to a bowling, a birthday party, I think like 2 or 3 years ago at a roller skating rink in, it wasn't Williamsburg. It was one of like the far off Brooklyn suburbs.
Far off?
Bushwick. Okay, I mean, so Bushwick's far.
Yeah, it is. Well, it depends.
Far off is not a bad way to put
it. Yeah.
We went to this bowling alley that's right next to, there's this bar in Bushwick that like I've been to multiple times. It's actually really fun. And it's like the bar to go to in Bushwick. It's called like Palace or something. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have not been
there's
there.
There's like a garden inside, pool tables. Like it's like fun. It's like awesome. I think it's called Palace.
But and they so, have something bowling similar. There?
But anyways, right next door is a roller skating rink. But I don't roller skate. So essentially I put on the roller skates and held this guy's hand. And he took me around a lap. And then I called it quits.
Roller skating? Scary.
So you got taken on a ride.
I got taken on a ride. It was actually with a gay man who used to be in love with me.
That's romantic, really.
It really was romantic.
God, like the Barbie movie.
Yeah. Life got so serious, we don't roller skate anymore. Like, God, what has happened?
People do.
I know.
Yeah, people do. But like, as a society, we do not roller skate enough.
There's a guy on the West Side Highway, and he is like groovy on his rollerblades.
He's doing tricks and stunts.
Like dancing and like swerving.
Oh yeah.
Is he the one that smokes a joint while he does it? There's this one guy that I see all the time on rollerblades with like always smoking a joint.
He doesn't have the best posture and he is definitely old.
So specific.
I see this guy all the time. And then there are also these two older guys that I'm obsessed with. And I think they've been on Humans of New York, actually.
Oh.
But they're by my old apartment in Tribeca and they sit like straddling chairs and watch the West Side Highway and have a boombox and just like sit there and chat literally every day.
My dream life.
I know.
My dream.
They just people watch and chat life. And they just sit there together. They're so cute. I actually like one time want to ask them their story and like how they know each other because they're, I'm not kidding, they're every day.
And they'll be like, girl, we have a whole piece on Humans of New York. Give it a read.
I have the Humans of New York book.
Give it a click.
So it might be in there.
I love it. I need to like set reminder. Like there's so many posts that I want to see on my Instagram that I do not see because because I follow too many people / the algorithm just doesn't want me to see it.
And the algorithm only wants me to see ads.
Yeah, literally. And I fall for them every time. Yeah. Every time. You guys, the things I've purchased for the Hamptons already that just from Instagram ads.
Oh my God, I keep forgetting you're going.
Dangerous.
To be honest, I think the Jonas Brothers is also when you're in the Hamptons. What? Olivia Dean.
On Saturday?
Which day?
Wait, you're not even going to be here. You're going to be at Jersey Shore.
No.
During the week.
During the week of the Hamptons.
So many concerts are during the week
Olivia
these days.
Olivia Dean's next week. It's on the 20th and 21st. And then I do leave on the 22nd.
I am gone then. Yeah.
What's the Surf Lodge day?
The 15th.
In classic Adam fashion, I'm doing a day trip.
Oh, you are?
I mean, I'm going
to
go for the day.
Adam's taking a day trip to the Hamptons to come to Surf Lodge.
Did you buy a ticket?
No, Katie was actually texting me about this last night. The Surf Lodge tickets are currently egregious, and I'm convinced that day of, it's going to like go half the price.
Or they're going to be sold out, and then you can't.
That is also the risk that I take, but I did notice that on ResX, a lot of people will sell their ticket as well day of, and so I'm almost convinced that I'll be able to get a ticket day of, which is a risk.
It's a gamble.
It's certainly a gamble.
It's a risk you're willing to take.
But guys, the Surf Lodge tickets right now are $565 for a deck ticket.
Yeah.
Like, to see Bunt. Who's not even,
I mean, know who that is.
Bunt, love ya. You have one good song right now.
First name Bunt, last name Cake. No, I'm excited. I don't know Bunt.
No, it'll be fun. And like, I need to like stand on a table at the Surf Lodge as I do like once a summer, I feel like.
And headbang to Beats and Bops.
And pour a giant bottle of rosé into someone's mouth. And that just needs to happen for me because it happens every summer, at least once a summer. And
yeah,
you know, Katie's going to be there. So I must have that be it. However, I am willing to take a gamble that my $565 ticket is going to become like $200.
Whatever. What happened to the like the saying yes of it all? You're like always saying yes. You should say yes to the Surf Lodge ticket. Why are you saying no?
There's no.
Why are you saying no right now?
There's a calculated bet.
I mean, that is
I will be making it to Surf Lodge for a cheaper price than $565.
I mean, that is a really, we did not pay that for our tickets. We got them months. You know
who
is to thank for that? Danielle Carolyn. She is such a planner. She was way ahead of the curve. Like months ago was like, guys, I'm buying these tickets for us. Like, are you good with this?
I love that for
her. And they were significantly less. Like, I feel like I think it was like.
They were like three something, right?
Yeah. Well, I think as a couple, we like for, because Jack's coming too. I think we each paid. Yeah. I think it was like three. Yeah. 100 something, yeah, which listeners at home, I know this sounds insane.
No, it is insane. It's totally insane.
Everybody, it is insane.
It's like a concert ticket price these days, unfortunately.
I will say,
depending on which, but
Quinn is playing at the Surf Lodge this Sunday, and I'm obsessed with Quinn.
Oh my God, I am so tempted
to like just last minute do another day trip, but yeah.
Oh, I'm already okay. This is good to know because I'm gonna like.
But you could also just like listen.
You could just listen, but I've never seen him live.
You mean like on Spotify?
Okay, correct. But going all the way to Montauk just to see Quinn by myself would be like kind of insane. I mean, maybe they could take a helicopter or something. That'd be like literally a $1,500 day for me though, just to go see Quinn in the Hamptons, and I just don't know if that's worth it. Yeah. Well, how much is a helicopter? It's like $675.
No,
more than that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Think it's like 900.
900 one way or round trip?
No, each way.
Okay, not worth it.
I was looking into it last week for work stuff. Yeah.
Okay, well, we won't be doing that then.
Anyone
but I did
know
see
someone with a helicopter?
Can somebody with a helicopter please pick me up?
It's only a 35-minute ride
the helicopter,
to East
right?
Hampton. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've also never been in a helicopter. Don't think I have any interest in going
I'm
on that.
I'm too
so,
scared of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never been in a helicopter either.
I have no interest though. Like
a couple years ago, I think it was Maybelline did this thing for their Sky High mascara or something where they took, I think Danielle and Brooke went in a helicopter like over Manhattan.
I think I would have to respectfully decline.
I don't know how I would handle it. I would either be totally fine or really not fine. There's no in between. Like I would either be panicking, freaking out with heights like that.
No, I would just be like, when do we go down? It's bound to happen.
I mean,
while I'm here, so
yeah.
Yeah, but honestly, for the day trip, like the timing kind of makes sense because I can get into the Hamptons by like 9 a.m. and then Surf Lodge usually is like a 4 p.m. occurrence, and so we'd
3 o'clock. We're going.
Yeah, 3 o'clock. Perfect.
I have a workout class at 10. Just letting you know.
Oh, good. But maybe I can probably Uber straight to the workout class.
Oh, you're coming?
Is it Pilates?
Megan Roop. I can
ask. It's like an influencer thing.
No, I'll ask. I didn't realize you were coming that early. That's great.
Well, I'd come like first thing in the morning and then like leave on the last train, which is a 10 p.m. train. Or if we are out later, then I would just Uber. Yeah, I'd come for the day and like go pop my pussy at Surf Lodge and then.
Oh, that'll be so fun.
And then worst case, like if we're out like super late, then I would just Uber back to the city and it'd still be like literally an eighth of the price of a hotel in Hamptons.
Yeah.
True.
It's literally like disgusting. Hotels were like $1,500 a night. And I was like, that's like literally the cost of a watch.
Well,
like
maybe
it's the cost of like so many things. Yeah, no, that's insane.
Although experiences. So I'm willing to do experiences.
You're saying yes to things. And
that's so true. And that's why I'm willing to shell out some cash for the Surf Lodge deck ticket. However, not willing to... I will shell out $600 if that's what it comes to.
It really is disgusting to think about how much it costs. And that, guys, that doesn't even include beverages.
Correct.
Yeah. I literally was describing this the other day. Or I said it to you, Adam. Like, you're on a deck, like, getting a splinter in your foot.
No, the way Colby described it was so funny.
Begging somebody to give you a Popeye's chicken tender. Like... If you just have a ticket and you're not at a table.
No, guys, if you think about it.
Please, do you have a leftover Popeye?
It's embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing.
Humiliating.
It is humiliating. But it's really fun. Like, when you're there, it's like a movie. Like, it's like a movie. I've genuinely, like, I meet so many people. Like, that is truly where you do meet, like, make new friends.
It's just like a, Colby, Katie.
What?
What?
Who?
Are you making lifelong friends at the Surf Lodge on the deck?
I've made some great friends that I still keep in touch with on Instagram. It is equivalent to the bathroom line at a bar.
All right, I'll accept
that. Like, I meet some girlfriends.
I will say, it is a vibe. You get a good pick. It's a good summer memory. Like, I all the times we've been at the Surf Lodge, like, summer after summer over the past few years, like, even though it's, like, an egregiously expensive occurrence.
It's so fun.
It's good memes. You look back and you're so like, okay, that was fun. And
we
might
look back and be like,
money well spent.
Yeah, I think it's stupid money spent, but it's like, okay, that's a memory. It's fun. You're with your friends, whatever. It is what
you
it is.
You guys are going to have a blast.
I do wish the DJ was two friends and not who it is, but that's okay. Beggars can't be choosers.
Can't always be two friends.
Can't always be two friends. I would love to hear Big Booty Remix.
I want to go to two friends. They definitely will be at Terminal 5 or something.
Yeah, we got
to
go see them for sure. Yeah. Who did we see recently that I was...
Twinsick.
Oh my God, if it was Twinsick, I'd lose my mind. Except our concert got
when the tornado
out.
Happened.
They're coming back.
Oh, good. Because we need to see them.
So hopefully they'll give us free tickets or something.
Colby, you should invite them to your birthday party.
For sure.
I'm telling you, I'm getting Kyle Cook to come. Like, no, he's coming.
He's not coming.
My DJ.
It's Colby's big birthday soiree, the big 3-0. By the time you listen to this, it will be imminent that Colby's turning 30.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say it will be in the past, but no, it won't.
No, it won't. It'll be imminent because this comes out Friday. Colby turns 30 on Saturday.
Saturday.
I had to double check. Yes.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a very fun weekend.
Going to be shaking our booties. Colby has her skirt that really shows her booty.
I know.
Ass was out.
Colby's booty was out.
So that's why I was like, guys, what underwear do I get to wear under this?
Boy short.
Yeah, I need to get boy shorts because I had like cheeky underwear that I thought covered my whole butt and clearly doesn't.
You're allowed to have your butt out on your birthday.
Yeah.
Wait, why don't I just give you some of my boxer briefs?
That would be so funny.
It's okay.
Isn't that the same thing?
No.
Oh.
Not really.
No, because like the boy short, like it'll cut more flatteringly on a woman's form than...
My butt's still going to be out though.
You're allowed to have
your butt out. Because I can't have like full coverage because otherwise like the sheet, it's going to like have a...
Yeah, you don't like that.
I don't know. It's going to have like a indent.
That's the style these days, like having
your butt out.
The butt out, like as long as you make an effort to cover the butt. Think about how much is shown in a bikini.
Yeah.
I'm wearing full on like thong bikini. People know what the butt looks like. People know that everyone has a butt. Like why? Yeah. I know that there's a time and place you're not going to have your butt out like at a child's birthday party, but like we're going to be fine.
Everyone can see my
We're all going to be okay. You know what? And that we deserve it.
You do.
Okay. It's your Colby's 30th birthday, and we all benefit.
It's my gift to everyone. No,
we don't even need to buy a cake because Colby will be there.
Cake.
My butt is like new, too.
Yeah. It's been waiting to be shown off.
I've been working on it.
Honestly, like our staircase like has
Miss
done
New
that.
Booty. Miss New
it's
Booty.
It's definitely contributed.
Colby is literally Miss New Booty. I'm going to play that. At our after party, and Colby's gonna twerk on our couch.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it
as our final send off because I'm trying to make Colby get us a new couch.
Oh, yeah,
you just gotta.
Well,
like,
I agreed and I sent you one,
that
we like.
Yeah,
we just have to like get the other one out.
Actually, the funniest is that Colby sent me a couch and I was like, yeah, perfect. Like, I want to make sure that there's like this section on this side, and she's like, so like the way that you already sit with our couch that already exists.
What do you mean, like the
Adam
this part
goes, so I'm envisioning like an L shape with the chaise on the left side, and I was like, so you can lay exactly how you lay right now.
Because right now, the way that Colby and I sit on the couch is we have, like, the couch, which is a three cushion, and then we have the ottoman. The ottoman is usually on my side, and my legs are the ones that are on the ottoman, and then Colby will sit on the other side of the couch, but she likes sitting with her legs. Like,
and curl in a ball.
Yeah, she likes to be, like, curled in a ball.
That's
on
what
the
I
one
like
cushion.
To do too.
Yeah.
I like to be, like, spread out on the ottoman.
Okay.
And so that is, like, how our current orientation is, and I wanted us to get a couch that has the exact same orientation.
I don't see what's wrong with that. Getting a different couch with same orientation.
Thank you for supporting me.
Are you saying that it's just, you
no,
might
no,
as well
Colby's supportive too, actually.
But. No, I was like, I like the couch, but I just thought that it was funny that those were his specific requirements.
And it's like, what we already have.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah. We have that at home. Yeah. You have that at home.
Colby's correct. Like, we got that configuration at home.
Well, you can get the kind that I have where you can move the chase around depending on your vibe.
Which is also what we have right now, technically. Oh. But it's okay. We have that at home.
Yeah.
Should I round us out with a dating update that's kind of funny?
New.
So I scheduled this date like literally 3 weeks ago at this point with this guy who's a mutual friend.
Do we know him? Like, does the podcast know him? Have we heard of
him? The podcast doesn't know him. He's like a mutual friend. One of my friends texted me and was like, hey, my friend's interested in you. He just followed you on Instagram. I looked at him and I was like, oh, he looks cute. We have a lot of mutual friends. So I followed him back. And we actually, this wasn't 3 weeks ago. This is at this point, like months ago. And so a couple weeks ago, though, he texted my friend, like our mutual, and he was like, how are you? Miss you. I need to like go on a date with Adam, is what he had said in the text. And then my friend sent me a screenshot and I was like, okay, well, like tell him to ask me on a date.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, okay, perfect. I'll go give him your number. Gives him my number. He texts me and he asked me on a date. I was like, perfect. Like I feel like these days, like especially in the summer, I need something to be like spur of the moment type situation. So I'm like, yep, perfect. Like I'm free in the next couple days. He's like, what about like August X?
So he was planning months,
planning like
weeks.
2 weeks out basically. And I was like, oh fuck, okay, like yeah, like let's
we're
do
booking
it.
Out.
Yeah, we're booking out. Let's like book on this date. And so we pick a date and I'm like looking back at my text and I like this whole time think it's next week. Well, actually, to be honest, I haven't even thought about it because it was booked so far out and like I can only live within like 24 hours of my current
day.
Do
you have it on your calendar?
So I put it on my calendar the wrong day. And so he texted me last night and he was like, hey, are we still good for tomorrow? Mind you, we haven't talked since we scheduled the date.
Oh, so it's supposed to be today.
So it's supposed to be today.
So
he texted me last night. I look at the text while I'm at a dinner with people and I was like, God damn it. Because tonight I have a dinner and then we're going to the Liberty game.
Yes, correct.
So I'm booked and busy.
So you can't go on a date tonight.
I have a work dinner and then we're going to Liberty game. And so I'm like, fuck, I can't. And so I texted back and I was like, I am so sorry. I put it in my calendar for next week.
It happens.
Which also, like, I might have to travel next week for work.
Which, like,
now.
I also can't do that.
So I was like, hey, I actually have it in my calendar for next week. And by the way, I also probably can't do next week. Mm-hmm. Like, I just need my dates to be like, I need somebody to be like, we're going tonight or going tomorrow. Like, it needs to be like spur of the moment. Like, I can't be doing this plan aheads.
I enjoy a plan out. I guess I'm not.
It's also so much anticipation for you to have to be like, oh, I'm going on a first date with this guy in 3 weeks. Like, what?
Yeah.
Spur of the moment is just better for me these days. You've been doing spur of the moment lately, too.
Well, you say you want a spur of the moment, but you're also busy tonight.
No, but that's why I need to be spur of the moment. Because, like, tomorrow, for example, I don't plan. So, like, if he.
Did you propose?
Do I have plans tomorrow? Huh?
You should propose tomorrow, then.
I don't think you have plans tomorrow.
You should propose
tomorrow.
You have
plans Friday.
I think I have tentative plans tomorrow.
Oh, with who?
Well, it's Alex's 30th on Friday.
Right.
And we ever...
Our point of contention.
There's no contention.
Yeah, not this year.
Yeah, every year I have the lovely problem. It's a great problem to have friends where Colby's birthday is quite literally a day after Alex's birthday, aka like my two besties. Luckily, Katie is a couple months after, so we have a break between my other bestie.
You don't have to worry
about me. So we don't have to worry about her.
I'm on an island alone in October. There's like no one else born in October.
Exactly. So because the two are back to back, luckily so Colby was originally talking about maybe doing a destination and in my head I was like, oh God, we're going to have a problem with the destination. I'm like in my head being like, okay, so I'll celebrate Alex's birthday on Friday night and then I'll somehow get a plane or a helicopter or something to bring me to Colby's
you
destination.
You made it work.
You would have.
One thing about me is
I'm going to make it work.
You're going to make it work. You're going to say yes.
Oh,
you're
going
to make it work.
He's a yes man.
Wait, I'm still... sorry, I'm not done with this dating debacle of, like, the...
Yes.
The day is not
the
working.
The plan ahead versus
did
in
you
the moment.
Suggest to him tomorrow, like, or
no? I literally said, "Can we rain check?" Because this week I'm already booked and busy. Like this
you
week,
said,
I'm
can we rain check? But you didn't offer another day.
Correct. And
why?
He, because I can't commit to another day right now. Yeah.
Even spur of the moment.
Even spur, because like, where's my moment?
You were just saying you wanted spur of the moment.
I do, but like, I have no moment right now. And like, my other option okay. would be planning ahead, but like, next week I can't even plan ahead because I might have travel for work.
So I think you need to wait a couple weeks and then be spur of the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
When you have moments to spare.
Yeah.
Moments to spur.
Yeah. Moments to spur. Moments to spur. So okay. Unfortunately, like.
So you're just.
This guy is really suffering from the.
Do you consider yourself too busy to date right now?
I think I am super busy, all good things, but I need to be like spur of the moment dating. I can't be like committed to, you know, seeing somebody.
I think if you really, really like someone, you will feel differently about that.
Totally agree.
If you're like literally, for lack of a better word, whipped,
yeah, yeah,
you will book a date out 3 weeks in advance.
If I was like really into somebody, like the Liberty game, off my radar.
Yeah, like, sorry, girls, can't go to the game tonight.
You guys
tonight.
Would be going alone, and I'd be with the man.
Yeah, so there you go. Okay, so
yeah,
I feel
if you
that.
Wanted to, we would. And I.
But you need to feel that strongly about someone, and it's hard to say when you haven't met someone yet.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're going to feel
like,
that way.
I'm picky and choosy with plans. Like, I want to do the thing that's going to, like, where I'm going to have the most fun. And I know I'm going to have the most fun at the Liberty game with Katie and Colby, obviously. Yep. So that's my priority right now, today. Okay. In this
current
moment.
And, like, maybe there will be men at the basketball game,
but maybe Saturday this guy will text me and I'll be like, Colby's birthday versus, you know, date with this man.
You just
and then,
say, hey, come on over to Colby's birthday.
I'm having a party at my apartment.
No,
maybe you
want
to come here.
You guys should invite random people from Hinge.
I'm telling you who I'm gonna invite. I'm telling Kyle Cook will be at our apartment.
Kyle Cook is like,
if he's
filming
in the city and not
house.
In the Hamptons, like, he will be at Colby's birthday.
I feel like he has a filming obligation this weekend, probably.
He has an obligation to me, is what he has.
Does he?
Well, he told me he would DJ my 30th birthday, and so but I'm gonna spend that token on Colby's if he's in the
you
city.
You should use it for yours.
We're gonna use it for both.
Colby goes, thanks, but no thanks.
No, you should actually use it like, for yours. A really good DJ, though. Like, you would love him. DJing.
I'm excited for your birthday.
But imagine him DJing in our apartment. Like, it would just be so.
You can do it for your birthday.
Colby's like, I don't want him in our apartment.
Hey, if it's a success, you guys can do like monthly parties.
Somebody's going to send this to him and he's going to be like, Adam, what the fuck? I was the only name he remembered the entire night because I kept going up to him and being like, do you remember my name? And he's like, of course, Adam.
He kept quizzing him. Wait, how do we get him to follow you back?
He hasn't followed any of my friends back, which is so, we spent the entire night with him. I think he's mad at us, but it's okay.
I mean, he probably meets a lot of people. Like, I feel like he can't.
No,
he's,
now that I've been seeing
so
his Instagrams,
social.
Like, he is a social butterfly. Like, he is meeting every single person under the sun.
Maybe he has a threshold. Like, if you've hung out with him more than once, then he will follow you.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
You know what I mean?
I'm also, like, looking at who he follows, and it's, like, all celebrities. I'm not famous enough. That's fine.
Yet.
I'll get him someday, Kyle. I'm coming for you. Okay, I think that might be all we have time for, honestly.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah,
is
we've
it?
Kind of run up on time.
Closing time.
Closing time. Guys, it's been so fun. Until next time, love ya, see ya, bye. Such an abrupt ending.
And next time, Colby will be 30.
Yay.
Thank God.